This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy titled Looking Inward in an Age of Globalization. Dr. Weintraub, your commentary highlights failures in U.S. policy to practice what it preaches due to the U.S. tendency to look inward. What are some recent implications of this? Is the United States unique in this regard?
Let me give some examples of this that I think have been quite important recently. One of them is the termination by the U.S. of a pilot program allowing pre-cleared Mexican trucks to bring cargo to destinations in the United States. The background is the United States committed itself in NAFTA to do this. The pilot program itself was a small concession to make up for our failure to adhere to the NAFTA commitment, and its termination led to Mexican retaliation by increasing tariffs on 89 U.S. commodities. Secondly, in our production of ethanol, the United States insists on using corn-based ethanol, which is subsidized, and then a tariff is placed on Brazilian ethanol, which is cheaper, releases less greenhouse gases, and is more efficient. Finally, our drug policies have enabled Mexican drug cartels to earn $20 to $30 billion a year. We don't know the exact amount from narcotics corruption in the United States. And for many years, the U.S. was unwilling to look at the implications of all of these problems. Instead, looked inward to meet concerns of domestic constituencies. You also asked whether the United States is unique in this. No, the United States is not unique, and it is probably not the worst offender. Emerging countries like Brazil and India, which insisted on reductions in U.S. agricultural subsidies, in the Doha round, they gave no indication they were willing to do anything to lower their duties. The French president recently called for the return of a French automobile factory that was elsewhere in the European Union to come back to France. So the United States is not alone. There's a fairly extensive tendency among the countries of the world to put priority on looking inward, even as the world has become far more globalized.
You express a frustration with false reasons that are given for ineffective policies. What are some examples of this kind of false reasoning, and why does it obscure the larger issues at stake?
Well, the trucking example that I gave earlier, the Teamsters Union in the United States argued that Mexican trucks were dangerous. However, the evidence from the trucks used in the pilot program that I mentioned earlier is that the Mexican trucks that were put into operation were safer than the U.S. trucks. The United States refused over many years, any official in the administration, to admit that the money being earned by the drug cartels, which stimulated the violence and bribery in Mexico, had a lot to do with U.S. inability to control drug and narcotics consumption at home. And finally, we can talk about the lobbyists who convince the Congress and the presidents to deregulate banks on the argument that private markets always know best and the government probably is the problem and not the solution. These are all examples of false reasoning for doing things that really did not benefit the United States.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/SimonChair.